It's a living relationship. So baptism does not depend on the sincerity of the baptizer. In fact, it has nothing to do with the sincerity of the baptizer. But it does depend on the faith of the one receiving baptism in the long run. And that's why infant baptism has been such a troubling practice for the church for so long, because on one hand, we know that baptism is given in order to call forth from us faith and trust in God's promise. So how can an infant do that? It can't. So that means people, you know, logically to assume, well, then infant baptism must be invalid, because how can a baby trust? But you see, that's not the point. The point of infant baptism is not to stress the faith of the child. It's to stress the promise of God that is there. It's valid to that child. It's as valid for that child as it is for the fully grown adult who can make their own decision, quote unquote. You see? Now, what is the job then of the Christian community who brings this child to the font?
Teach them what happened.
Teach them what happened. This is the promise that was made to you.
You know,
believe it. Trust it.
When faith comes to the child, then baptism is complete.
And then baptism is complete. And that's what Luther could say. We return to baptism how often? Once every 10 years? We return when?
Every day.
Every day. To complete once again God's promise to us and our trust in that promise. Again and again and again and again and again. It's not magic. It doesn't just take hold of us and then we can go on our merry way and, you know, I mean, it's not the way it works.
If the child dies or prior to gaining that knowledge,